When I'm appointed and my deputy is appointed and the board is appointed and we have a complement of staff, I will lead them to explore ways of catching, of even catching the thief, so that if my employees, you know, are taking bribe, I'll have a way of knowing that they are. There are various ways in intelligence and security to do this. The FBI and other bodies have done it. We will do it. You know, so it's not going to be a situation in which you think that working in my office is just a holiday. No, 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 we shall make sure that if you get into it, we'll hold you there. Because Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, and I, when you approve of me, I must be the first one above suspicion. I have demonstrated it before in positions I have held, and I'm going to make sure that I myself am above suspicion. That is the basis on which we can eradicate corruption in this country.
Mr. Amidu was also quizzed on whether he had a problem with the special prosecutor bill.
It was a discussion between me and the president, and I called his attention to the fact that I had written a critique about the law, and I had made proposals that I didn't think that they must equate their position with that of the judiciary, which is in my critique. I made it abundantly clear. I didn't know whether that was in the law, but it turns out that it is in the law. So the question was, what do you do? So he said that, look, you don't throw the baby out with the bad water. That meant that, in spite of what I said, while the Supreme Court hasn't made a ruling on it, and the law had been passed, and he wanted me to be his nominee, it meant I had to subject myself to approval of Parliament. And once I had nothing to hide, I said, no problem. My problem was a problem of constitutional principle. But if it has been passed, what's the problem? It is better to fight the canker ourselves in a democratic regime than to allow it to fester, and some opportunists will use it as an excuse, as has been used in the past. Most of the people in my community, when they have problems, they come to me. And that's why I'm even called citizen vigilante, because people have even misinterpreted to mean that if you have anything that you need assistance, you should go to Mr. Martin Amidu. They do it. And even when I was invited to this meeting, amazing how many illiterate people wanted to come. But you see, constraint of numbers. So within my community, I help both socially, politically, culturally, and all that. And in Boku, when I get home, it's like a market.
As Honorable Member for Wild West.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, if you look at them, on word, honest, optional, there is nil. Why nil? Despite the so many things you have done, why don't you have any award?
Honorable Mr. Chairman, I thank the Honorable Member for his question. Honorable, you know that since March 1983, when you became my colleague, ours was to dedicate ourselves to the service of this nation without, making any effort for recognition, because we joined the system not for awards, for what we can do for the people. And if I'm right, you and I have lived that life and continue to live that life. That's why there's no award. I never lobbied for it. And I was given, in fact, people called me after my case in the Supreme Court and offered me awards. They've written to me. And I've told them, it's not about Martin Amidu. It is about Ghana. Do emulate what I'm doing. Don't give me an award. The last was the Emmy Award, which they were giving me an award for anti-corruption. I wrote them and told them, it's not about Martin Amidu. It is about emulating what I am doing so that Ghana will be better. So I don't want it to be personalized to me. So I don't take awards. Generally, I refuse them because I want it to be centered on the national need.
That was the special prosecutor who is being vetted in Parliament, Martin Amidu.